The majority of the people going before what was the Florida Parole Commission are violent offenders. Their crimes include sexual assault, murder and attempted murder, burglary with a weapon, aggravated stalking, and assault. And then there's Mark DeFreeze.
I know a lot of secret prison crafts. Weapons, locks and keys, stashes, all sorts of bizarre shit. My prison file's 2.5 feet thick, and it reads like a 007 James Bond spy novel.
State of Florida, Department of Discipline.
Many of the articles published about DeFreeze have highlighted his history of escaping from prison. According to a documentary about his life, he's managed to escape 13 times since being originally locked up in 1980. He ran from police when they tried to question him about his theft of tools that were willed to him by his deceased father. The will was contested at the time.
Mark, within an 18-month period, escaped from ACI, Florida State Hospital, Bay County Jail from three different cells, Leon County Jail, and basically at the end of all that, he had a life sentence. And he had never committed a violent crime.
That's Gabriel London, the director behind the film The Life and Mind of Mark DeFreeze. London, along with DeFreeze's wife and his attorney, teamed up with the psychologist whose original assessment of DeFreeze at the time helped ensure his conviction. All are now pushing to get him released. That psychologist has now joined several others who believe DeFreeze has an undiagnosed mental illness.
Mark is a brilliant mechanical mind, and I think this really gets at the crux of what the film is all about. Here is a brilliant person with no social skills. He's a funny person, but he doesn't know when to stop telling the same joke.
What began as a 4-year prison sentence has now stretched to more than 34 years and counting. Much of that time has been served in solitary confinement, where DeFreeze says he's been beaten, raped, and tortured. His current sentence stems from an escape from the Florida State Hospital in Chattahoochee, where he manufactured a pop gun using a tube of toothpaste and stuck up a guard as he fled. He was charged with escape and attempted murder and received a life sentence, as reenacted in the documentary.
Yeah, I was in that cell that they had specially custom designed for me.
Where'd you get the stuff to make that last gun?
That sentence was vacated in 1995, but DeFreeze's pattern of defiance and disciplinary problems inside prison have pushed his parole date to 2085, way past the point he's scheduled to get out of prison in 2035. At that point, he'd be 75 years old and will have served most of his life behind bars. From 1981 through 1999, DeFreeze accrued more than 200 rule violations. London says DeFreeze hasn't had any infractions in 2 years, and his supporters are hoping to get his parole date drastically reduced. The next attempt will be Wednesday, when a panel of the Florida Parole Commission takes up DeFreeze's case once again. The last time the panel met in 2012, it extended parole due to 2 infractions DeFreeze received. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.